When talking about William Grant Still, you'll find yourself saying the word first a lot. More on that in a moment. He was born in 1895 in Woodville, Mississippi, but raised in Little Rock, Arkansas. It was there that he started taking violin lessons and fell in love with opera recordings. He eventually ended up at Oberlin Conservatory of Music and the New England Conservatory of Music, and studied with the romantic George Chadwick and the avant-garde Edgard Varèse. During his lifetime, he composed over 150 works, and his trailblazing career was filled with many firsts. He was the first African-American to write a major orchestral work that was performed by a major American symphony, his Symphony No. 1, performed by the Rochester Philharmonic. He was also the first African-American composer to have an opera performed by a major opera company, the first to have an opera performed on national television, and the first to conduct a major orchestra in the Deep South, among other firsts by an African-American composer and conductor. African American Voices is a production of Classical 90.5. Support for this series comes from the Muhammad Ali Center and Fifth Third Bank. You can hear this again at wuol.org/voices.